views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And so I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people how very simple it is when you get in connection with underlying weaknesses, how you can shift things very, very quickly and feel better. And I've been very fortunate to meet some very amazing energy practitioners and have been featuring them on the radio show here. And today I have the wonderful Karen Campbell-Benton, and she is a certified body talk practitioner, a UN Method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse, and a practitioner and mother. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, which provides private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. And we as humans only tap into a fraction of our infinite potential to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives. Karen strives to bring the latest in science, alternative therapy, and healthcare to our awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, for our family, community, the continent, and the entire universe. I added that part on, Karen.
Thank you. Appreciate that broadness.
Well, welcome to The Truth is Funny. It's a pleasure to have you here again. After our last radio show, I received a lot of emails and messages from people that really, really felt you really moving energy. So I just wanted to let you know that. And I just want to let people know that if you would like to call in, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Karen and I would be happy to take your calls and see if we can shift some energy here. And Karen, you and I wanted to talk about dissolving fears. We started talking about that last radio show, but we had so many calls that we didn't really get into it that deeply. Now it's holiday season. I've always wondered why they call it the holiday season, because there's always so much more to do. And so, we could talk a little bit about that too. So, just share it with us your thoughts. You're a mom. You have how many kids?
Well, first, I just want to thank you for having me on the show. It was so much fun, and looking forward to the next hour together. And so my thoughts on this, as far as the holiday season and the theme of this this hour, we were continuing on with this topic of dissolving fear. And I've had a lot of discussions with varying members of my community around this concept of fear and what is fear and our behavior and our actions when they are from a place of fear, what they feel like, versus when they are from a place of inspiration and enthusiasm, what they feel like. And I'd like to offer to the community that are listening to us today to opening all of us to this possibility of connecting and embracing our potential to take inspired, enthusiastic steps towards opening to what's in front of us, rather than, say, fear-driven steps, which are often goal-oriented, right? So if you want to bring up the holidays and think, do you have any goals this holiday? I'm sure.
Yeah, just have, getting through it.
Exactly. A list, and the list goes on. And I find myself in the same place, you know, just making lists and more lists and lists and lists and lists and almost an insatiable number of lists that couldn't possibly be. But if you stop for a moment in the middle of the making the list and you feel what your body feels like and you can feel that chaotic energy and you can just strengthen your spine just in a general sense to connect to. Now, if this experience were to be coming from a place of inspiration, which one might argue is more heart-centered, what would it feel like? And then you just take a deep breath in and allow that possibility to envelop your cells, atoms, and molecules. And then see what happens. I guarantee you, your space will change. You might actually go out and take a walk and enjoy the beautiful sun with your dog or do something.
That's what
different.
You were just doing before the call.
Exactly. And the funny thing is we have a collective belief that getting all those things done and completing our goal-oriented tasks makes us feel good. But what I want to offer us is this possibility that we all know of when we are coming and embracing our heart-centered possibilities, we are actually effortlessly impacting those that are in our physical space and those that are just connected to us but happen to not be in our physical space either. And we can do a world of effortless expansion for our families by embracing that energy, particularly at this time of year. And I'd also like to mention that this time of year, no matter what your religion or your culture, comes from us as a universe or a community embracing the idea of lightness in a time of dark, right? These are when the days are the shortest. We have the shortest amount of sun, so in the greatest amount of darkness. But every culture has a different version of their season of light, to bring lightness to the time, right? Whether it be, I don't even know the names of all of them, but Christmas would be one of them. Hanukkah is another one. You know, there are lots of different ones, and open you to the possibility of how you can bring light and lightness to your own life. And I actually want to make a correction. It's not how to bring it, but how to unveil what's already there.
That's beautiful, because that's what I was picking up when you were talking, is that, you know, we get caught up with everything that we need to get, do. And, you know, we're not human doings, we're human beings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes if, you know, there's so much potential, because a lot of people get kind of triggered because Christmas, you know, the holiday season is so commercialized and whatever. But when I looked into it, it's actually been commercialized for centuries, you know?
Right. Everyone else telling us what we need and what we want and what we have to have. And it's not so much what they're saying, but the energy that they're saying it with, that we become quote unquote victims of, right? And if you just notice your energy when you're doing any one of the million tasks that you might bring upon yourself during this season, and offer up the possibility of how could I bring a different energy to this, or open to a different energy, you might find yourself doing a different task, right?
Absolutely, because there's just so much potential there. Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, there's, you know, even though it can be very chaotic, it also, you know, can be very peaceful, because a lot of people are more open-hearted at this time of year. You know, when we have to take a quick break here right away, but when we come back from that break, we'll just, you know, get in touch with that a little bit and do some, you know, some corrections around that. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell Benton. We will be right back to make some more shift happen.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Betton. And if you would like Karen and I to shift some energy for you, if you're not too busy running around getting some of that shopping done, call 1-800-930-2819. And Karen, just before we continue with what we were talking about before the break, I just wanted you to share your contact information so that people can reach you if they want.
Yes. So my website is www.intuitiveliving.ny.com. And my email is karen@intuitiveliving.ny.com. And my phone number to contact me via phone would be 917-685-1528. And probably the best way to reach me if we're looking to set up a session would be via email or through the website. But, you know, I do take phone calls when I have the time or I'm not busy with clients. So I look forward to hearing from all of you.
Awesome. And, you know, at this time of year, there's a lot of people, like I find that I do a lot more private sessions. And if I do have openings, because I've been sitting still and writing my book. I've been writing my book for a year now, a little over a year, like really, you know, 6-10 hours a day, actually. And I'm almost done. I figure about another month and I'll be ready. It'll be ready for the editing process. So I'm, you know, if you want to reach me for private sessions, you could do that at, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. You probably don't want to phone me because I'm very bad at answering my phone. Mm-hmm. Better to email me. And all that contact information is on the website. So, you know, Karen, we were talking about, I just wanted to let people know that we do private sessions because at this time of year, a lot of people are triggered is what I find. And it's quite busy, you know, like for some people, there's, you know, they have family members that have maybe passed and, you know, different situations happening and there's a more of a financial crunch and there's just a lot going on. So, you know, you were talking a little bit about that before we took the break. Do you want to just finish up? We do have a caller on the line that I'd like to take pretty quick here. Mm-hmm. Jenny, if you just hold on, we will be with you in a bit. I just wanted Karen to be able to finish her thoughts. And so Go for
well,
it, Karen.
I think the piece that I wanted to, I feel like the thing that's arising for the community that we are connected to on this radio show would be a bit of a move into exploring this vibration of fear and then bringing it down even more specific to the fear of not getting it all done. Even when I think of that at this moment, you know, I can feel a vibration in me that just goes into this overdrive, crazy, chaotic, left brain thinking mind of, oh my gosh, how am I going to do it? Now I need to do this. Now I need to do that. Now I need to do this. So I just want to strengthen our collective community to our accumulated experiences of perceiving it as a not good thing to have not gotten everything done, and allowing us to expand our awareness to what was unveiled to us in this experience of not getting it all done. In other words, the wisdom that we get done what is exactly perfect for us to get done, and whatever we don't get done is absolutely perfect for us to not get done. And strengthening us to a future of not getting it all done and connecting to the possibility of how this connects us to our insight and our intuition to expand our infinite potential in life by choosing with accuracy, precision, and speed effortlessly the tasks and things and doings that will advance our potential the greatest as far as aligning with what our soul purpose here is on life.
Yeah, and this is really important to acknowledge. It's funny because when you work with people from, I work with people from around the world, and I have private sessions, you know, from Europe and what all over the place. And this week, so far, mm-hmm. it's mostly been about this, like getting things done and da da da. And I'm like, change, you know. Wanting it, like, when am I going to be done with this? When am I going to be done with this? Going through my problems and changing all my problems, and you know, I just kind of laugh and say, well, you know, you're never done.
Right.
Change is going to be happening every second of every minute of every day, mm-hmm. and that change is either going to be change that. Is positively directed or negatively directed, actually, that you're in alignment with your energy or you're not. And so you're not going to stop change. Yeah. So change is, it just is. And so it's more about embracing the change and then strengthening to change for the better. Yeah. I'd like to take Jenny here. She's from New York on and take her call, and then we'll take this further if we have time to. So Jenny, are you there?
Yes, hello, Colette.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I guess it's more almost closer to noon in New York.
Well, I have no concept of that because I'm being buried by my list.
Okay. Buried by list.
So I,
you know, the fun part about lists is crossing things off of them.
Yeah. Revising them is always fun.
Yeah. So, you know, when you think about your list and being buried by it, like on, I like to get a baseline for how people are feeling. Where are you in a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like you're really stressed out about this list and you don't think you're going to get it all done, and to 0 where you're feeling like pretty confident and neutral to the whole thing?
I would say I'm actually at about a 5, but it doesn't mean I'm doing nice things for myself.
Okay, so that's what's more bothering you is actually what's bothering you is that you're being nice. And
we're strengthening to being naughty, right?
Okay.
Oh, yes, a picture of lingerie just came up. The gift that keeps on giving.
So all the accumulated misperceptions around being naughty, right? In the past and in the present and in the future. So your future experiences of being naughty, and then all the misinformation that naughtiness leads to something outside of where the flow of your soul's alignment is, right? Just kind of being, because is it possible to be nice 100% of the time?
To myself?
Yeah.
To anyone. Is it just possible, to be nice 100% of the time?
No.
Yeah, right?
So. Yeah, and see, my experience of nice, most of the time if I'm being nice to people, I'm really not being authentic. My mom used to say to me when I was a little girl, Colette, just be nice. And what she meant by that is shut up. don't tell the neighbor lady that she's got a bright red nose. Oh, why is your nose so bright red? It looks like Rudolph's. Colette, be nice. And I didn't know what she meant because I was just saying what was on my mind. And so, a lot of times when people are nice, they are actually not being authentic. And so I'm just getting the word nice really triggers a lot of people. And especially when it's related to Christmas, because really, naughty and nice, that's a matter of opinion. So let's get you strong to that, other people's opinions and, really, and Karen, like you, being a mom and being really busy, a businesswoman and living in New York, just that alone is like busy. And so, busier with traffic and all of that, it's really important that you do look after yourself. During that time, especially at this time, so that, by the time, Christmas dinner gets put on the table, you're not, just a total bitch, really. And that's what, because what happens is all this running around and not looking after yourself, the resentment comes up. And when people have resentment, what happens is they give a gift and they think, or they do things for people. And then what happens is like they're doing it with resentment, though. And that comes from a lack of, like, when it comes to giving and receiving, an unevenness there. If you're giving too much of yourself, eventually you just, and you're not strong to receiving, what happens is eventually you just, you don't have anything left to give. And so what you give with resentment. And then people will often say to me, I did this for that person and I did that. And I, and all of this with la, 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 la. And, they didn't even appreciate it. Well, the reason for that is because the energy behind the gift is given with resentment. And people reflect back to us what what we reflect to them. And so people mirror back our resentment to us. And then we resent, and so we want to strengthen people to really be in a place where, where we can all be kind of like, if we're going to give a gift, to give it from the heart.
Well, I was going to say, so Jenny, on this theme of receiving, I think it's very poignant. Can you, for a moment, think about receiving and what does that feel like for you? Where do you feel that in your body?
It's like in my gut, but kind of high.
Right, and what's it feel like in your gut?
Kind of like a punch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's solar plexus. Hey.
Yeah. So it just strengthen you to the digestion of life, right? So being strong to digesting life, which is taking in, digesting, and then eliminating, letting go, so that the process can complete itself, so that you can be strong to support receiving. So if you think about receiving in the future, it feels pretty weak right now. So I feel like the solar plexus, we're strengthening you to digestion of life. Let's see what else comes up. Well, even the material aspects, the material aspects of your life that would support you to receiving, we're just going to kind of bring in the energetic blueprint from your ancestors that have a strong support for receiving and strengthen you to receiving that effortlessly in your body so that your future then can open up to this possibility of receiving.
Are you able to hang on the line for a bit? Because we're going to just take a quick break here, and then Karen and I will do some more energy shifting on the break, and then we'll reconnect with you. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift some energy. We can work on some relationships before Christmas dinner. That might be a great thing to do in the upcoming segment. You can call in 1-800-930-2819, and Karen and I will be happy to make some more shift happen.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com, and get into it now. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. And I have Karen Campbell-Benton here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We have Jenny on the line from New York. And Jenny was feeling stressed out about her Christmas list and all the things she has to do, and was feeling at about a five. And Karen and I are feeling you've gotten pretty neutral here, but I'd like to check in with you and just see where you're at when you consider that scale. Zero being that you're really calm about it now.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I feel stressed out. I just feel like I got myself a cold because I haven't been doing nice things for myself. I let all these other tasks take over.
Okay, so when you get in touch with that, what comes up is, Karen, we were just talking about this, that it was coming up as family dynamics. And quite often, if you're the woman of the house, do you have children?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are you having Christmas at your house?
We aren't having any relatives, but we're having Christmas.
Yeah, so
here.
You're kind of responsible for Christmas. See, this is the thing that is really great about being a guy. It's really like people like kind of laugh about, oh, yeah, he went out and shopped the night before, you know, on Christmas Eve day. You know, people kind of joke about that. But if a woman does that, it's kind of like, eh. So let's just strengthen you to the unfairness is what's coming up. Being like that, you're not. And just so you're aware, when you have a cold, a lot of the time that's grief that's coming up.
Emotion,
it's very, very common for people to get colds at Christmas, so-called colds. Anything that's happening in the sinuses on an energetic level is generally about sadness and grief.
Yeah,
and there is a lot of, yeah, Yeah,
that going so back Cole. In her generations through the female lineage, just a collective of accumulated grief, particularly at this time of year, for any losses, for any perceived awarenesses of what one doesn't have or what one desires. So we just strengthen you to that sort of psychic connection to your female ancestry, 100% infinite potential, delete zero minus infinity. So you can almost, you know, and experience, so strengthen your exit portals to release the fear as well, but also strengthening you to the insight that is possible when you are aware of the vibration, right? Okay, so maybe I might be feeling this. What's the information in it? And then being able to harness your insight to take action to support bringing into your life what you'd like to, right? So taking strong action rather than maybe left brain linear thinking action driven by all the things we're supposed to do, taking right brain inspiratory action that leads to the opening of the heart, which effortlessly magnetizes you to that which will fulfill you, right? We also always, and the Christmas season brings this up more and more, of looking for what we get to bring us what we feel like we're missing. We're the only thing or person or experience that can fulfill us is what we give ourselves. So it's about receiving the own unconditional love that we can only provide for ourselves. And this is another version of what we were already talking about today. But in that space, then seeing that reflection in those that are around us, regardless of what has or has not happened, it's just an energy of neutrality that everyone jumps into. And then we have effortless, heart-centered experiences.
Yeah, and so when you get in touch with it now, Jenny, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little lighter. I'm feeling optimistic that when I notice the energy that I don't know if it's grief, whatever the energy is that prevents me from loving myself, I'm feeling a little more optimistic that I'll pay attention and have awareness.
Okay, so let's just strengthen you to just really, you know, encode your heart into the energetic shifts here. So, you know, if people focus on what's coming from your heart and your intentions from your heart, I'm getting for you, even in the physical environment of your home, I'm getting right now, there's a bit of a weakness, because when you look at the Christmas decorations or, you know, the decorating and all that, a lot of times what's coming up for you is having to take them all down. So I'm getting that you're already, I'm getting that you're already, you know, thinking about what all you have to do after Christmas. So let's get, and so we want to just strengthen you to be more present in this moment. And I can feel that in my body right now, you shifting into like enjoying it for yourself. You know, and just really feeling all the love that comes in. Because as I said, even though people are a little harried and they're running around in that, there is a lot of potential in the collective influence for people to have like more open hearts. And so let's just strengthen that for everybody listening in that would be listening in now or maybe listening in later. And if you're busy right now in your vehicles and you're driving around and doing all that, it's just really getting in touch with, you know, noticing, like you said, what's coming up for you and just automatically shifting it. And so that's, you know, this is something that can be done, is just automatic shifting. So you don't have to do anything. We just put that intention there and we strengthen that for everybody and just check in with you now. How does that feel? I'm feeling like a lot of energy moving out of my crown chakra, actually. For you.
Oh, that's mine. I feel it going in that direction. It's sort of on the sides of my head though right now, but it's pretty intense.
Okay, yeah. So take a deep breath. Karen, what's going on like with you? Because I can really feel this, like she's really moving some energy here. And so we just
I just feel like there's a bit of it's movement. So we're just giving her the space to feel the movement, right? So this is what effortless movement feels like. We just strengthen your cells, atom molecules to radiate and vibrate in this expansion of effortless potential, and just keep allowing it, you know, bathing in it, enjoying it, slapping around in it.
Well, this is what I'm getting is that, you know, many times we tell ourselves that, oh, life is hard and, you know, all of that. And in actual fact, life is a gift. And it's a beautiful gift. And so even in its imperfections, it's beautiful. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. I'm just getting a lot of, for you, like we just strengthen all the traffic in your head, all the thoughts, you know, bouncing around in there and get it more focused. Because see, it's the encoding from the heart that is really shifting this for you right now. And let's just strengthen that for everybody listening in, just really being able to feel this energy coming in from all the open-hearted people on the planet. And at this time, you know, human consciousness is vibrating a lot higher than it used to. And so it's way more open for people to be in this place of being able to shift into love. And, you know, we're talking about dissolving fear. And really the opposite of fear is love. And so it's about, you know, do you want to tap into the fear or do you want to tap into the love? So we're just going to strengthen that. Do you have any more to add for Jenny, Karen?
For me?
Yeah.
At first I was thinking about her sinuses, but then I felt like that strengthened effortlessly. So there does still feel like there's a little bit of congestion up in her head. So I kind of come down again to the base, to her trunk. Bringing into, so we're just kind of strengthening her uterus and the energy, the consciousness of the uterus for nurturing and nourishing,
self-love. It's coming up. So this is what happens when energy is shifting like at this rate.
Yeah.
Things just, the words are like go out of your head,
yeah,
basically.
Exactly.
But what I'm getting is that it's really common to have weaknesses from the oral cavity and the sinus cavity to the, reproductive organs and to the pelvic cavity. And so we want to strengthen those cavities to have perfect structure and strength.
And then another version of that self-love that kind of just came is the self-preservation. So supporting self-preservation effortlessly and then having that reflected back of how the family unit is really all on board for supporting each person's self-preservation and self-love and nurturing and nourishing energy. And then we bring that to the heart so it can dissolve effortlessly any belief systems in you that are not supporting that at this time. And then even in the matrix dynamic of your family so that we can, the family as a unit is strong for nourishing, nurturing, self-love, self-preservation. Support the heart energy of the unit to dissolve the leading belief systems that have disconnected you from this matrix of energy.
How is that feeling, Jenny?
all around, I'm feeling lighter, and my head's vibrating, and I feel like my sinuses might be clearing a little bit.
Good. Okay, so we'll just put that on, you know, we haven't... we'll leave it here for you and feel free to contact either one of us. We also have another caller on the line, Laura from Regina, and we will take that call after we take another quick break here. And
many blessings to you and your family, Jenny.
Yes, many blessings. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back with Karen and make some more shift happen in a couple minutes here.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Oh, every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton. We have been clearing energy. Before we take the next caller, I just wanted to share with people, because I just remembered now, that several weeks ago, Mark Kettenbach, when he was on the radio show, we had worked with an auntie that had called in about her niece named Sophie. And I'm happy to report she emailed that Sophie's now out of the hospital. She's doing much better. She is, you know, hasn't had the same kind of pain. And it was like right away the next day after we worked on her. And she also says that she is just feeling absolutely better herself. And she had quite a strong emotional reaction on the radio show. And that's why I just wanted to share with people, if you're wondering what happened, things are really shifting in a really good way there. And she said to please, if you're listening in right now, Mark, to thank you. So Karen, we have Laura from Regina, the city that rhymes with fun, on the line. Laura, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, awesome. It's so good to hear your voice. Laura is a good friend of mine and has these two beautiful twin baby girls that I absolutely adore. So what's up, Laura?
I was listening to your first caller, and it was like I just got that I should call in because I'm sort of feeling the same way, and we've had so many Christmas activities. I feel totally drained, and every year after the holidays, I just end up feeling really, like, depressed for a week or two, and I would rather not do that this year. I don't want to keep doing that to myself.
Okay, cool. That's when that came up. You know, Karen, we were talking about that, about, you know, already thinking about having to take the decorations down. So, Laura.
Yeah, and I always just feel there's so much socializing. I'm just drained.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this, so let's get, just get a baseline from you, 0 to 10. Where are you at? Just so we can...
Probably about an 8. Like, I woke up this morning and I slept for an extra 2 hours because my whole body just ached.
Okay, so Karen, what are you picking up here?
Well, first thing that kind of comes flying at me is kidney energy, and just the basic mitochondria, right? So we get our kidney meridian energy is where we harness our energy production from, and it's kind of going back through your mother's DNA. But the mitochondrial DNA, which is that's our where we harness a good bit of our energy from. So we're just going to kind of go into the DNA and support it to its accumulated blueprint of each generation depleting themselves during this holiday season and then just during winter solstice. Something about winter solstice. Mm-hmm. Salt. I can't even
darkness.
Say it. Solstice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Solstice.
just keep worrying. And if this is going back, I mean, I don't even know how to count, or somewhere around 8 generations. So we just strengthen those genetic imprints of exhaustion and needing to kind of wall up and protect oneself from the complete depletion. So we just strengthen those the DNA to kind of remember how it can function optimally, connecting to our innate wisdom to harness innate energy, not from food. This is just the mitochondrial's ability to create ATP and to create energy. So we just strengthen you 100%. And then we kind of reintegrate that with all your other major organs. And then we do that with your endocrine, so your pineal, your pituitary, your thyroid, and your thymus comes up. So defensive patterns, protecting the heart from this depletion energy. So we strengthen the thymus to kind of memories of when you were younger and there was more of a connection to hopefulness and potential. So that some of those defensive patterns can, consciousness around defensive patterns can be dropped so that your immune system can function from greater awareness and expansion to support your optimal functioning.
Okay.
So when you get in touch with it now, like I was picking up some energy of missing members of the family too. Like that, are no longer with. And, you know, I go through this a little bit. My mom's identical twin, she passed on December 26th, like the same year my dad passed. And it changes the dynamic of the gatherings. And what I'm picking up from you, Laura, is that you would rather be spending time with them who are on the other side than the people that you're socializing with.
There you go. Yeah, I guess that's my Oma especially.
Yeah, her energy is coming in really strong here right now. I'm getting that, you know, you are spending time or investing time with your Oma right now. It's just that you can't see her. But if you pay attention to your daughters, they can. And so they'll let you know.
You know, I know, I can't see her, but I do feel her, and I know that, like, they have a good connection with her. Like, I know you said that after she passed, and they're about 6 months, that's when they finally started sleeping, and because that's when she started coming around.
Yeah. But what I'm really picking up is that they actually can see her.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. And so, you know, just pay attention to, you know, how old are they now?
3 and a half.
Yeah. 3 and a half-year-olds are pretty open to that sort of thing. And so let's just strengthen that for everybody listening in. If you have any loved ones that are not, you know, that you don't have on this side of the veil, they are really close by. And we just strengthen so that everybody could feel all the love, you know, coming in from your Oma. She's sending you enough love right now to, you know, for the whole radio show, for everyone listening. It's kind of like she's being a conduit. I can feel it running through my body right now. And so we're just going to strengthen that, that, you know, even if people are on the other side, you know, the veil is very, very thin. So when you get in touch with it now, how does it feel to you?
It feels good. It feels better. You're making me cry a little bit.
Okay. That's the sentiment of sadness. And you also were laughing. Like, so you're not psychotic.
And that's a relief. That's a huge release, right?
Yeah, there's a big relief coming here for you. So, you know, when you get off the phone here, just allow yourself to just sit still for a little bit and just let it go. You know, and just allow yourself to move into the joy that your grandmother is sending you from across the line there.
Yeah.
We pretty much have run out of time, Laura, so we've got to let you go here.
Okay.
And you go and just look after yourself now, and it'll be all good.
Okay.
Karen,
yes.
It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Mm-hmm. Just quickly share your contact information one more time here.
Okay, so my website is www.intuitivelivingny.com. My email is karen@intuitivelivingny.com. And my number for my business is 917-685-1528.
Awesome. And as always, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. And if you want to find out about the energetic upgrade seminars that Mark Kettenbach and I teach, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. Next week, I'm really excited. I have a special guest, Jake Ducey. He's a young man, 23 years old, that already has a bestseller out there. And he's going to share with us his adventures. And I just love that when you see the younger people out there really moving into this place of power. And so I'm really excited about that interview. And Karen, thank you once again.
Do thank you
have any last wishes for people out here?
Thank you for sharing. I always love doing this energy work together and expanding our possibilities for ourselves, our community, and the universe.
Perfect. Bye for now, everyone. We'll Goodbye. See you next week to make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.